interest.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Eric the Red repinned your pin. Yeah. Check out this sword.
You call that a sword?
Want.
That's Etsy. Mm. Add it to your wish list.
Amazon.com.
Thanks, Amazon.
Oh, it does have a garage. That's
cute. Amazon.com has a garage?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
My friends Kylie and Daniel went to go look at a duplex today that they want out of my
house. It has a garage. Does it have like a 4-car garage?
It has a 6.5.
Then you'd have to turn it up. But it has like a driveway. And then it looks like it's probably just like...
Maybe a parking lot nearby as well, depending on.
Well, but it's or like or it's on like 51st in France, so it's all street parking.
Oh, okay, got it. I, when you said duplex, I thought like complex duplex.
Nope.
Instead of
like a singular duplex.
Oh, an actual factual duplex.
Mm-hmm.
Sam?
Speaking.
Would you like?
Oh no, I'm good. Thank you. Another wonderful day in this heat.
I don't feel like it's warm enough. We should probably light some candles. Now that those are a thing that you have.
Yeah, and do some baking. We do some baking.
Yeah, definitely.
I made that mistake 2 episodes ago and still kind of regret it. By the way, great Percy hair. Holy crap.
That was good Percy
that
hair.
That was fantastic. You and Eric were the, like, pulled from the show.
Yeah.
You get my spot on.
Yeah,
I was impressed with how
Dana
looked.
That,
yeah.
See, I couldn't tell with some of the earlier photos because it's just like her face was slightly off to the side.
Yeah.
But later ones that came up where she was just facing full on, I was like, holy shit, it's her!
Yeah.
She looked good.
Yeah.
And that and Emily did a good job with Bitsy's ruffle. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was great.
And her
the
dress was pretty cool too.
Yeah.
The Queenie dress was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Bitsy's dress, or the ruff, kept wilting down and just sitting on her shoulders because the, with the curling iron that we used to get the shape of the ruffs, you know, had that plastic piece on the end, so
yeah.
We couldn't quite get that part closest to the collar, and that's what caused it to not be as stiff there. But,
I told Emily, because she was freaking out as she was sewing that ruff and everything, she was like, like, texting Lindsay, she's like, what do I do? Because it's wilting and doing this and da 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 da. I was like, what you need to do is just take, like, go get some cardstock.
Go shove it.
Just shove it in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she had the pearls, the pearl assignment when I saw it.
Yeah.
And she was so paranoid. Every single pearl, every single step. Oh, but it's not exactly straight. It's like, well, no one will see them next to set.
Because... Dana and Lindsay are very
meticulous
about it. Yeah, and I understand her wanting to impress them and making sure that it's right since it's like, she's like, oh, it's just one small task and I should be able to do it perfectly. Yeah.
Because it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else. But
I'm like, beading's never, like, perfect. It's just...
I don't know. Target's pretty good at it.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
Kids in China.
Yes, those Chinese children. There's those machines.
They're like, a third of a millimeter off. Yeah, that's all that karate.
Yeah.
That gets them so good at sewing it so quickly.
Kung fu beading.
With Mexicans?
That's a thing.
Yes, because they probably would also be Mexican.
Yeah, you know, Mexican kung fu, it's a thing.
It's just a really cool Yosemite Sam mustache mixed in. So it's not like a Fu Manchu, it's the adaptation.
Yes.
And maybe an adapt, like not quite.
You think it's going to be a Fu Manchu and then just goes.
Yeah, exactly. It actually gets out there. I feel like there might have, a hat or something of. But it couldn't be too crazy because how would it stay on? But.
Hairpins.
Yes.
Oh, maybe just the headband be one of those, you know, gangster cowboy ones. The handkerchief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that'd get the right color scheme in there or pattern.
Bandito.
Yeah, the bandito look.
I'm just picturing like an outlaw and it says like a purling gun and just like shooting it exactly in the right place. Purled.
That would be amazing, actually, if there was a purling.
That'd be so
gun.
Convenient.
Yeah, it would.
So much time.
Like a,
I think technically there is a pearl gun, it just doesn't do what you want it to do. It just shoots people with pearls. Because
yeah. That seems lavish.
And expensive.
That's like a...
Gentleman pirate.
Well, no, yeah, I was going to say gentleman pirate, that makes the most sense. Or just like southern proper, like, a duel is going to be fantastic.
It's like that guy that challenges Homer to the duel.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Yep. The Texan.
Yep.
Not gonna waste real bullets on you.
I'm just gonna use my last pearls. Honey!
I wanna shoot you with something that'll make a beautiful wedding ring for your daughter.
He just like takes the string of them and just puts it in like.
You pull
no, it, it,
out
it's kinda like the other, the, what's it, the sentry gun.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a string of pearls, so it's just a. But did you see the Nerf sentry gun?
Yeah.
That was
pretty cool. I've
the
seen
one
something
that, like,
even
the,
more
like,
impressive
yeah,
than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Zane has one of those.
The Vulcan. Is,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one
yeah.
It's based on. That one, it had a little bit of wobble.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
tracking,
yeah, yeah.
But I saw...
There's one that's better?
I saw someone who did a paintball gun that was a sentry gun. And it was, like, exact... Like, they showed how it tracks people.
I feel like...
And it was insane.
For paintball, it makes more sense to be exact, where Nerf, it's not like,
yeah.
You're at really close range.
Yeah, it's like spray and pray. And
yeah.
Yeah, so...
I got you! No, you didn't!
I didn't feel it!
I'm telling Mom!
In most Nerf battles,
yeah. Shot him!
Jake won't die!
With any sentry
like,
gun, cover. Yeah, it is more about covering fire than... Than actually hitting someone.
Yeah.
That's what people.
Sure, yeah. That would be the way to do it, is to get some paint on the end of your Nerf bullets.
Could it handle the velocity? Or could you just somehow, instead of just putting it on the head of the tip, since there is that slight reservoir, seal it with a very light, you know, I don't know, saran wrap or something. So there's like a little collection of paint in there. So it, even with the velocity, it actually holds on to a little bit of it.
You would need a very, very, very thin saran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
I just invented
or
paintball for Nerf. Come on.
Maybe mix in some bubble solution with the paint. So you just dip the barrel of the Nerf gun in the paint bubble solution, and then you shoot it, and then you get little paint bubbles coming off of your barrel.
Pretty sure you're
oh! Oh! Wait! What if there was that football that had the tail, the whistle?
Yeah.
So
oh.
What you do is you cut the darts like that, and then you fill them with bubble solution. So all these bubbles just kind of leave this trail. you get tracers.
So while it's whistling in the air, it's going.
Yeah,
it's
tiniest bubbles
with
this big foam.
It'll be adorable.
Trail. I wanted to make that noise too.
Yeah.
Cutest Nerf battle ever.
And plus, it'd just be fun to fire them in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Just get a cannon.
Because, I mean, bubble guns themselves suck, so there
why
has to be some
Nerf
to trade
cannon?
Up.
That's my question. I want one.
No,
I feel like that would still hurt.
Yeah, I would.
Well, there are those off-brand things where it's like...
It's like a little...
Basically a long tube with a rocket-shaped dart.
Yeah.
But
it looked
like
a little
rocket
mini
rocket,
and it's just like...
And you go,
yeah. I know those. It's more like a rocket launcher, though, than like...
The problem with Nerf is that the kids are too fast. They're zigzagging, ducking, the weaving.
Yeah, didn't you see Kung Fu Panda 2?
Have you guys ever seen, like, the whitest kids you know get, like, the Nerf bomb? Like, the nuclear bomb?
I think so, but the only ones I've had access to recently are season whatever's on Netflix 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are...
Those are
I mean,
pretty
I watch them
good.
Off YouTube all the time. That one was really funny because, like, one kid got one, and then it was just, like, this whole political campaign in the neighborhood of all these kids, like, Mom, I need one! on. Can I get an advance on my allowance? I already advanced your allowance for a year.
Neighborhood arms race.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Cool.
I was amused.
What did it look like?
Was it like
a giant Nerf ball?
It was like a case.
With bombs.
And
things?
Like, you know, it had like the code in it.
Nice.
Did it have the countdown timer? Because I feel like that's pretty representative. Or some way to disarm it, too.
Probably. I mean...
Cut the red wire to the football, Timmy.
Just a couple gator clamps. Just lash up. I was like, which wire do you pull this time? Is it blue, is it yellow, or is it white? And you just pull one of them, and if it doesn't...
Just goes, Nerf or nothing! You chose nothing!
Though I would also like to, if you got it wrong, let you know that you got it wrong. It's like, no!
You're about to die.
Fuck. You have to get the launch codes from the CEO of Hasbro.
There's a red phone attached to the side of it.
Yeah.
What purpose are you using this Nerf gun to me?
I don't know. My sister
request
took my dog to camp with her, and I didn't want her to.
Yes, Mr. President. I'm ready to activate the nuke.
We have two kids that have buy it together, and they each got the keys.
Oh God!
Because they both have to make the decision.
Yeah, the two-player expansion pack.
Yeah.
You have to buy an extra peripheral so that you have to have three systems overall.
Yes. Perfect.
Or it could be one of those where you have to collect the parts, where you buy different guns.
Yes.
A build-a-figure.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, see, I was thinking the moment that you said that there'd be what was the game where you had like 60 seconds or less to put in like all those pieces?
Perfection.
Yeah. Yep. Pop there goes perfection. Yeah.
Definitely.
See, that's what it's like. You have to collect all these pieces and put it into the bomb or else it explodes.
Yeah.
First to Cairo.
You have 1 year to collect all the pieces before this bomb blows.
That sounds like a weird action horror movie.
Yeah.
I think the Venture Brothers did that.
This new season's kind of weird.
I haven't had a chance to watch it. In fact, I don't think I've gotten past season 3.
I haven't even made it past season 2. And that was several years ago. Katie and I just recently rewatched the first season.
Now that it's available.
That's all that's available.
Still, it's a good season.
It was. It's very amusing. There were so many people dressed up in Venture Brothers costumes at Convergence.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised
at
the
like,
sheer number of them, though.
Well, but that's just because the fifth season is like 3 or 4 episodes in right now. So
mm-hmm.
It's like resurgence. Like, yes, we can support
yeah.
this again.
There were so many girls dressed as the Monarch.
This is why I didn't go to Convergence.
Yeah.
Did...
Mm.
But did Dr. Girlfriend ever
there was one
wear like a monarch?
Yeah, Mrs. the Dr. Mrs. the Monarch.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that was more.
It's like a really deep slit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
one. Mm-hmm. I saw one of those, but there was definitely one that was just the Monarch. Because
yeah.
she had the beard.
that was a guy, and he had the eyebrows too, which was impressive.
Oh, really?
Really impressive.
So I feel like that just pissed me off even more because I'd run into one of them. But I was talking to Emily about Convergence, and it was funny when she was relaying, oh yeah, everyone's wondering why you're not going, da da da. And she said, yeah, I just let them know that you don't like people.
I feel like you've used that excuse too.
It's like, no, but he likes Dr. Q. Yeah, but he doesn't like people. And I was like, I'm mad at you for saying that, but you're right.
Well, you're like the same as me, where it's like, I'm a nerd, and I admit that, but I'm a private nerd.
Oh, I'm not a private nerd.
Not like private, like hiding it, just like private, like I don't want to go out into public and be like, yeah, let's nerd out over this as a collective group.
I'd be more like, I don't want to go out and have to see other nerds. That's always
yeah,
because
I feel like I'm like a normal nerd. I feel like there's...
Let's get on the mics. This is all mic-worthy.
Sorry.
Fine.
Yeah.
Switch!
I like
Mop, there you go.
I like this conversation.
Sorry. Alright, rotate.
You'll be on the guest couch.
Bam.
One of those. We have the paperwork.
Signed and dated.
Excellent. Okay.
Just to remind me that it is.
So. Bonus track.
Does anyone want to eat drink?
If you wouldn't mind rotating over my Oberon, I would greatly appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Levels are
Alex.
Looking good.
I'm good, thank you.
Adam?
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I have water, thank you.
Pardon. Yes.
Okay. Yes, but...
hate people.
Convergence.
Right. It's... I can understand that people appreciate things. I can completely understand that people, you know, have their passions that they go over the moon for. But, oh yes, you really want... Don't worry about, like, hitting things now, because we're just kind of getting acclimated at this point. But you can grab the microphone, just... Bring it your way. You want to get pretty close like AJ is.
Yeah, don't worry about being delicate with it or anything like that.
It was delicious.
Yeah, but it's got to be like right up.
It doesn't really turn into...
In your
right
in
my
grill.
Face.
Yeah.
My grill? Okay.
Yep.
Right up in your grill.
Yeah.
Gross.
Just like that.
No. Yeah, perfect. Like AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And like me. Yeah, but...
Sorry.
Convergence was crowded, but it was... A lot of fun. It was way better than other conventions I've been to, like Fall Con, Spring Con, even the like C2E2 and Chicago Comic Con weren't as much fun as this one because it felt less commercialized to me. It was more a collection of people with shared interests and, you know, a just like-minded people who, you know, are getting together to have a good time.
And my thing is, I don't have that same like mind to the point of, like, I don't care if it took you 20 hours to make this one piece of your costume perfect.
Yeah.
And, like, I can respect it as the fact that, yes, you did take the time to do it. You know, good on you. But when people are just, like, the ego... I feel that comes with a lot of people who show up at these things. it's really something that I could be in another room from them or another city.
I can understand that. I haven't witnessed that to the extent that you're describing.
Once. It got ruined for all conventions got ruined for me in... I'd say 8th grade, maybe 7th grade.
That early.
Where Peter Wentz dragged me... No, wait, was it earlier than that? It may have been 6th grade. Middle school. We'll say middle school. Yeah, because he would have... Yeah, middle school. And so he dragged me to a Star Trek convention, which obviously I know, different.
Yeah.
It is more like, you know, they had Star Wars, they had Star Trek is... Spacey convention.
Yeah.
In the convention center. And I could not claw through the walls fast enough. I could not get away. And it was kind of damaging.
What specifically... I mean, I don't mean to get into a difficult conversation.
Maybe
for you.
Dan should be sitting on this couch, and we should swap
down,
places.
Yeah,
he needs to be laying down on the couch.
How did this convention make you feel?
No, it's the thing behind it is like these people demanded attention. Mm. It's like, hey, look, two schmuck kids in middle school are walking through. Let's harass them because they're not dressed up, and we are a unit.
Oh,
like it was just asshole to the max.
Okay.
And, I mean, I understand that not all things are like that way, but people in costumes, to me, kind of already just bump into that level naturally. Like, because you walk around with pride, but some people don't express their pride in healthy ways that are safe to others.
You walk around and you demand people to take pictures of you. You don't have to wait for them to come
into you as awkward middle schoolers that it is obviously the worst thing that could ever happen to you because you are that guy from that thing.
That thing. Yep, I obviously am.
Well, I haven't had that experience. I mean,
it's
there
a scar.
Are the people that I've run into who choose to dress up in costume have been pretty gracious in my experience. Like, it's really cool. I think that they're willing to stop and have their picture taken, and even if they're not just there to, I mean, even if they are just there to be noticed and get the attention, it's still. They're the ones that I've seen have been pretty patient about it. So, yeah. And for the most part, the costume characters that I've seen have been just regular people who maybe in some cases they'll adopt some of the character of the part that they're playing. But no, I haven't really seen
the douchebaggery
who's
obnoxious
of about it. Yeah. Huh? Who did you say was?
The thing.
Nah. It was
really
it was good.
Did that just fucking happen?
Yep.
did
I was gonna say it was kinda nice. It feels like it sounds like we're sitting out on a front porch somewhere.
Yeah, actually enjoying the weather.
Yeah.
Well
yeah.
No, not the weather, the lawnmower.
The light lawnmower in the background, yep.
Because it literally stopped. Right then.
Dan has one single magic window.
So that is what happened with the car alarm as well. I just had to touch it.
But it was the other window. So this is the lawnmower off.
This is the lawnmower off. The other one is a car alarm.
And that's the car alarm off. Okay.
All right, we need to figure out what the one behind us' magic power is.
Yeah.
That one is the magic ability to hold a fan.
Perfect.
Yes.
Good job.
A light hum already.
Good job, window.
Though
the magical windows of Wheels Brewing Co.
We should redirect this toward a conversation where we can get some... levels, because I realize it's just been us this entire time.
Mostly, sorry. Yeah. That's all right.
I'm shy.
Getting you acclimated, making sure that it's not like an obtrusive mic. Yeah. And
you're going to want to get it even closer than that. Cause
right
I'm,
up
I'm
in
not,
your grill.
I'm not picking it up even as much.
Is that better? So,
even
you're getting there.
Check out AJ's...
He's hunched.
Yes, I like to pretend that this can actually hide me from the world.
Can you get a pillow? We can give you a pillow to
it's
the
just
need.
Like a Webbo pillow.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious.
I know,
but I stocked these for this reason. I put them on this couch when I first had them.
Thank you.
For that reason, for the show, so that people could kind of still sit comfortably.
That's much better.
You know, we can...
Okay.
Hold on.
Nice.
Hello.
Hi.
we can even get more out of this thing. Pardon me.
Oh. Yeah, go ahead. Cool. And make sure the mic is seated. It looks a little in the because it looks a little loose there. There we go.
Yeah, it's just all dancing around at once. So now I can get you right there. Give
test.
It a try.
Cool. That's good.
Cool beans.
Yep, and just talk at comfortable volume level.
Don't yell.
Yeah, that and the one other thing that you want to practice is to orbit around it. So anytime that you want to say something to Adam or to AJ, you make sure that the microphone still stays between you and them in order for it to be picked up, because those are very directional mics.
Okay.
So just something to be conscious of.
All right.
Otherwise. Yeah. So how's work going, guys?
A lot of people.
Yeah, people are coming in now. Again.
Yay economy.
I guess.
Well.
Yeah.
Having our jobs.
Yep.
I had today off, which was awesome. Went golfing with my dad.
Very nice.
Still haven't gotten out on the course yet.
Yeah.
Nor have I.
For the first time in a couple of years, and it was...
Where'd you play?
We just went over the Chaska par 30.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I had a couple really great shots. I still love my 3-iron. It was good. There were highlights, and then there were lots of just really silly things. We lost. I lost more golf balls to water hazards today than I have
in past
any other time. Yeah. So, between Dad and I, we lost probably 4 or 5 balls. So not so good.
So who won in the long? Was it your dad that won?
We were actually pretty evenly matched. I think I might have come out a little bit ahead of him, but we were always within one stroke of each other.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I refuse to play with Len these days. He always beats me.
Yeah.
That's why I take him frisbee golfing, because I can actually beat him at that.
Yeah. I still haven't been out frisbee golfing this year either.
Seriously?
So. Yeah.
Oh.
I need to.
You can't see it anymore, but I had this fantastic sunburn where you could see my pebble.
Oh, nice.
Like, it was etched into my arm. It's like, oh, well, that's not horrible, but then my 4th of July burn fixed that.
Yeah. I didn't get a 4th of July burn, and I didn't get any
poor
color
Dan.
So
feel
much.
The wrath.
Ouch.
It's radiating heat.
Just
I can feel it over here.
Like, what the hell?
You were not thorough in your sunscreen application.
No, I was also wearing my Vibrams and kind of burned the top of my feet because it's mesh.
Oh, no.
Kind of wasn't paying attention. There's just little stars, little pretty stars.
Well, at least they're pretty.
Cool.
Right. They actually healed quick, so.
That's good.
The one I wanted, I didn't get to keep. But that's okay. Though I just bought a can of 30 SPF at Target. Not yours.
Oh, well,
it's acceptable.
Boo.
I mean, why would I go that far? Anyway.
I mean, that's a ridiculous drive for you.
For me. And then I am now paranoid that thing is going to explode in my car. Because does that happen? Because I actually wanted to put this to a consensus
panel.
Of some sort. Because I want to know if I need to throw it in the trunk or something for my own sanity.
I feel like explosions in this sort of heat are more due to carbonation in beverages than due to
aerosol-ish things.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not too hot. It's more just the humidity making everything feel.
I've never heard of a water bottle exploding.
Well, I mean a water bottle, but this is like the aerosol spray on.
Oh,
sorry, I didn't
okay.
contextualize
didn't,
that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I thought we were just talking about that sort of gooey gel stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the aerosol version because I am lazy and you know. Just
when air heats, it expands. So I'd get that thing in a trunk.
Yeah. I'd be concerned about that.
Okay, good. I thought I was just paranoid for some reason.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Good.
Not at all.
That solves Dan's problem of the day. Tune in next week.
Yeah. Considering it is metal and the contents are under pressure.
Yes.
Yep.
I would be concerned.
I thought we were worried about sort of a goopy explosion, but this would be more of a legitimate explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would just be that distant pop and then
not sort of a
But the good news in that situation would be that your car interior would not get any sunburns.
Well, yeah,
none whatsoever.
Yeah, keep the leather
no sunburns.
Good.
Healthy leather for
healthy
your
leather.
Interior.
Healthy
yep.
leather.
It'd prevent the tanning of my leather.
Yes. Don't want to tan your leather.
Nope.
That's
so old and timey. yeah, I felt that one too.
Yep. Didn't want to say anything. Sorry.
No, I understand. I understand.
Well, things are sounding pretty good.
Cool.
I'm glad.
So we should perhaps transition into the episode.
Okay, so this is a good time for beverages, bathroom, etc. What we will do is kind of talk for 20, 25 minutes, and then we will take a quick break, and then we will hop into Movie Bluff, which we will go over during that break. Bada boom.
So if you'd like another beverage, now's the time.
Okay, cool.
Would anyone else like a beverage?
It's actually kind of easy to do wave sounds with the microphone. I've gotten pretty good at it.
Yeah, we had an episode where since we were taping ocean noises. Nice.
If you want to put your headphones on, I can demonstrate for you.
So nice to be here in Antarctica. Slightly cold. There are penguins.
I don't think that's a penguin.
Are you sure that's not a penguin? Sounded like a penguin to me.
It's Frankenstein.
There's a Frankenstein down here. What are you drinking, man? He wants a fuzzy navel. Get that man a fuzzy navel. I love all the wildlife down here in Antarctica.
Yeah.
Got some penguins mating for life over there.
Oh, they're there. There they are.
Yep, there we heard the penguins.
Hey, and everyone put your phone on silent. I just
took care of it.
There are the fantastic Arctic camels.
Mm.
Watch out, they spit.
Mating with the bulls, it sounds like.
Here we have some South American polar bears. They're on vacation.
Sound a little hungry.
Yeah.
They were looking for the buffet. He was asking for directions.
You speak polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you speak South American polar bear.
Yes, specifically.
Is that a different dialect?
There are about three.
Oh, okay.
I don't know European that well, but French.
Now, are those dialects so distinct that you could get in trouble asking for a glass of water with the wrong dialect?
No, it's actually, one's more gesture-based.
So the French one.
Yeah.
Yes, the French one.
So, it doesn't translate well.
Oh, sorry, sir, they're over there.
No, that was the penguin.
Yes, he was asking for the other penguins.
Wait, you speak penguin?
Yes, I do speak penguin.
How many dialects? Daleks? How many dialects? Of course, the dialects are here.
Everywhere.
Well, here in South America, the polar, yeah. Definitely polar bears here. Mm. And Daleks.
Daleks, does it? You know. They're vacationing, too.
Anyway, there are two types of penguin dialect.
I was going to ask.
North and Doolittle. Doolittle is much more English-based. And
of course
North,
it is.
So it's kind of like Happy Feet.
In a way.
So there's like a documentary, right?
Sorry?
Therefore?
The polar whales are here.
That was a polar elephant.
Was it a polar elephant? Well, they're the same animal.
It's like a
really.
Mastodon, maybe. Oh. A polyester mammoth. Or polyestery mammoth.
Slow down over here. Very famous Antarctic sloth.
It's asleep.
It's very cold down here, you have to understand.
Yep. Gotta conserve the body heat.
Yep. In fact, I think Antarctic sloths are the only sloths to spoon. I'm not sure about that.
Oh.
Well, the males are about 3 to 4 inches longer, so they can facilitate a little bit better.
Okay, perfect.
It's kind of like a spoon hammock thing.
A spoon hammock.
Big spoon.
That sounds comfortable.
So then they look like a slightly larger animal, so other animals that notice it don't fuck with it.
Interesting.
Are we